Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted to strip Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee assignments. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, the vote was 230 to 199, with just 11 Republicans joining Democrats to pass the resolution.
The vote follows uproar over Greene's trafficking and conspiracy theories prior to taking office, including QAnon, and suggesting mass school shootings and the events of September 11th were staged. Ahead of the vote, Greene retracted the comments on conspiracy theories, but she didn't apologize for her past racist rhetoric or support for online comments encouraging violence against Democratic officials. House Republicans argued taking her committee assignments away sets a bad precedent of punishing members for comments made while they were private citizens. But Democrats countered that without the vote, no action would be taken against her. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has not issued any party disciplinary action against Green. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump is indicating that he will not testify at his Senate impeachment trial stemming from his actions leading up to last month's insurrection. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, Trump's legal team has sent formal notification to House impeachment managers.
In a letter to Congressman and lead impeachment manager Jamie Raskin, Trump's attorneys dismissed the request for his testimony as a public relations stunt. Raskin had sent a letter to Trump's legal team arguing that the former president's testimony is needed given that he's disputed the central allegation that he incited the insurrection. Raskin also warned that a refusal to testify would support a strong adverse inference regarding Trump's actions.
Windsor Johnston reporting. Johnson & Johnson has become the third pharmaceutical company to seek the federal the Food and Drug Administration's emergency use authorization for a COVID-19 vaccine. Details from NPR's Joe Palca.
The company based its application on the preliminary results from a study of nearly 44,000 volunteers in the United States, Latin America, and South Africa. Overall, the vaccine's efficacy was 66% at preventing disease, although the efficacy was slightly higher for trial participants in the United States and slightly lower for those in South Africa. The vaccine was 85% effective in preventing severe disease. This vaccine has the advantage of requiring only one dose and does not require special cold storage. FDA is expected to make a decision whether to authorize the vaccine in the coming weeks. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers has issued a new statewide mandate for people to wear masks in public. The order was issued hours after Wisconsin's Republican-controlled legislature voted to repeal a previous mandate, insisting that Evers had exceeded his authority. This is NPR News. A federal judge has ordered authorities to provide organic food to one of the suspects in the Capitol riot. Jacob Chansley has been transferred from a Washington jail to a nearby Virginia detention facility after his attorney argued that his client had not eaten in 9 days because he could not get the food he needs. Chansley is the self-described QAnon shaman seen in pictures wearing face paint, a furry hat, and no shirt during the insurrection. A search and rescue crew has recovered the bodies of three skiers caught in an avalanche in southwest Colorado earlier this week. KOTO's Julia Caulfield has this update.
A group of seven were skiing in the backcountry between the towns of Silverton and Ophir when they triggered a large avalanche, according to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. Four of the skiers were caught, carried, and fully buried in avalanche debris. One was rescued with minor injuries. Due to weather conditions and further avalanche hazard, it took several days for search and rescue personnel to recover the bodies of the other three. Officials say the skiers were wearing emergency beacons and were found under 20-plus feet of debris. It is the deadliest avalanche in Colorado since 2013, when five people died in a slide near Loveland Pass. For NPR News, I'm Julia Caulfield in Telluride.
Wall Street stocks closed higher today on optimism that Congress can reach a deal on a new round of stimulus. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 332 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 167. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for